أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. صدق الله العظيم. For some few ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has been directing us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been guiding us towards those characteristics, those personalities, that akhlaq that is most refined within a believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also moved us away from those actions that will create ill feelings, bad sentiment, dissension amongst people. And in this manner, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has shown us the most refined form of akhlaq. Now, when our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the 8th year of the Hijrah conquered Makkah Mukarrama, the time for Adhan had come, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu the instruction that Bilal call out the Adhan. What happens in Makkah Mukarrama? People, one amongst them began to say that, thank God, my father has left this world and he did not remain on this earth to see this disgusting day, this day of defame and dishonor. In other words, making reference to the fact that Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, being of African origin, and now he is going to call out the Adhan in Makkah Mukarrama. Then Harith bin Hisham, he was more specific, and he said that couldn't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam find someone else besides this black crow to call out the Adhan? Abu Sufyan, he commented and he said that I should rather remain silent, because whatever we say, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will inform Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I think he had before that also many experiences with regards to this aspect of wahi of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So on that occasion, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this ayah of the Quran Kareem, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the criteria of acceptability by Allah, the criteria of honor, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting a person izzat. What is that criteria? Was it based on the color of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or the color of anyone else? Was it based on any tribal principles that people would have on the surface of this earth? Nay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated all this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. Certainly we created you from one male and one female. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam, and Sayyidatuna Hawa alayhi salatu was salam, one mother, one father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the whole of mankind. Now left will be, then why are we so different in how we appear, etc.? Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلٍ. And then we made you into nations and into tribes. People would belong to different nations. People would belong to different tribes. So why was all this done? لِتَعَارَفُ, so that you may recognize each other. If all of us looked the same, the whole population of this world would have looked the same. It would have been very difficult to distinguish people from people. And hence in the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deferred, or Allah ta'ala changed and made different the pigmentation of the skin of people. Some will be lighter, others may be very light, others may be darker. All that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had done, lita'arafu, so that man can recognize each other. It doesn't mean that if a person does not have the same color skin as others, then that person would be any different or any inferior or any superior to anyone else. What is the criteria? This is the crux of it all. Allah says, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Certainly, the most honored in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that possesses the greatest amount of taqwa. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to judge man, by the kind of taqwa that a person has. And that taqwa refers to the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It refers to the iman of that individual. It refers to the kind of personality and character that a person possesses. And that is the basis that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has set down. That is the criteria that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had set down insofar as honor and respect in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sayyiduna Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu could have hailed from Africa. He was not from amongst the Quraysh. He was not from amongst the Arabs. But be that as it may, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was honored. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was chosen. In the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his iman was accepted. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it one step further. Inna Allaha alimun khabir. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khabir. Allah is aware. Now, Allah is aware of the quality of our iman. Allah is aware of the kind of sincerity we have, whether it is real sincerity, whether it is nifaq or hypocrisy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distinguishes all these different factors. And at the same time, Allah is alim. Here some of the commentators have commented, and something that is very thought-provoking, that today we may possess iman, today we may possess taqwa, today we may possess the best of character, but the truth and the reality is, it will all be judged the day we leave this world. That is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in what condition we are going to leave this world. In the obedience of Allah, Allah forbid, whether it's going to be in his disobedience, whether it's going to be in the state of iman, and Allah forbid, whether it will be in the state of kufr. All that is known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the one hand, this ayah has brought about the criteria of acceptability in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the criteria of honor in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, this ayah leaves us with a message that our responsibility, our fikr, our concern would be not only to have iman in Allah, not only to have taqwa, but to continue with that iman and taqwa till the day we leave this world. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.